China. Titties. Labia. Ovaries. Broadcast.
And welcome to the broadcast. My name is Colleen.
My name's Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Welcome, everybody. We are back after a week off, and it was all Amanda's fault.
Yeah, it was. I'm sorry. I'm not even going to make up an excuse. It's totally my fault. I was in Boston, and I'm not as flexible as you, and I can't record on the road because I just don't have the equipment.
Oh, that's all right. If this audio today sounds funky, it's because I'm not in the studio. I am at home on Long Island in my childhood bedroom with a little travel setup here going on. And I guess, yeah, that's about it. So sorry, not sorry. We'll be back in full form next week.
We have lives, people. We have lives.
I don't know. Speak for yourself. I don't. I just came to sit at – I could have just sat at my house in Raleigh, or I could have sat at my parents' house in New York. So
Lies. You went to see Billy Joel last night.
I did.
Lies. You have a life.
That's true. So it's my dad's 60th birthday today, August 10th, that we're recording. So last night, my sister's – and I and my dad's cousin and my dad, we all went to go see Billy Joel at Madison Square Garden, and it was awesome.
Yeah, I hear those concerts are really great.
Yeah, it really was. I saw him 2 years ago. Jay and I went for my birthday. My birthday's February 8th. We went February 9th, 2014, while I was – was 6 months pregnant at the time, 7 months pregnant at the time. So it was really cool just to go back again. I wish Jay could have come with us this time, but he had to work. So, and then my mom ended up staying home with Zach because we couldn't get a babysitter. So we had these two empty seats, which was kind of cool because then my purse didn't have to sit on the ground. So that was cool. I had a $200 purse holder, but you know. but yeah, it was a really great show. Clearly, Billy Joel is an awesome entertainer. And oh, he sang The Entertainer last night, and he dedicated it to Donald Trump, which made me laugh. It was really funny. It really was. What else? So I'm a big fan of singer-songwriters, you know, people that just really, like, get in with their lyrics. So, like, I love Billy Joel. I love Alanis, Fiona, Tori. God, I'm like, blanking now. But, like, if you're a lyric-heavy person, I love you. So it got me kind of thinking last night because I was, you know, tweeting lyrics to sing along, like what my favorite lyric from a Billy Joel song would be and then what my favorite lyric from, like, of all time would be.
Ooh, that's tough.
I know. It is tough. I kind of want to next week make a list of my top 5 or top 10 favorite song lines ever.
Ooh,
I don't know.
Yes. Challenge accepted. I will go in on that.
All right, I want everybody to
make a note.
Write it down. Are we doing top 10 or top 5? I feel like we should do 5, but I'm probably going to come up with 10.
Same.
Why don't we say top 5 or 10?
Come up with 5, and then I always have like 2 honorable mentions, so let's just say 10.
Okay, and anybody else out there totally needs to write in and let us know what that is too. But I do think that out of all of the Billy Joel lyrics, my favorite one has to be from And So It Goes, when, because it's just so beautiful. It says, and I would choose to be with you. That's if the choice were mine to make, and you can make decisions too, and you can have this heart to break. And I don't know. I just think it's so poetic and beautiful. So that
is really, it's a good song. It's a really beautiful line. And I just love the correct usage of the subjunctive there. It's
just we're mine to make.
Yeah.
Woo, grammar.
I don't even know what a subjunctive is.
So
and I'm a writer for a living.
Well, do you want me to explain it? Do you want Shandy to explain it? Because I feel like an asshole if I explained it. If the choice were mine to make. So, right? That's what you're talking about, Shandy?
Yeah.
So instead of saying if the choice were mine. Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no. Well.
Anyways.
Are we having... I could have just looked it up at this point.
Oh, my God. Wow, guys. We have our... way, way out of shape. We haven't talked about poop or vaginas yet, and we've talked about grammar.
Yes. grammar's
please. Williams. Yes. God, I can't even. I don't know. So, yeah. Because I also then went today on like this massive rabbit hole of Harry Potter quotes.
Nice.
Because my sister gave, she got the Cursed Child book, and there's this poster, which I'll hold up to you guys, that comes with the Target version of it. And it's got the Dumbledore quote, "Happiness can be found even in the darkest of times if one only remembers to turn on the light." And that got me like, you know, I got to go Google Harry Potter quotes now because I'm a tool. And I got a whole bunch of those that I armed myself with. And, yeah, it's just been a, I don't know, a very quoteful day. Clearly, I'm not at work this week, and I have had a lot of time to think. So I might also gather some of my favorite Harry Potter quotes, too, next week. I mean, I don't know. The one I can think of off the top of my head is, when he says, what is it, difficult times lay ahead of us, Harry, or something like that?
No, I don't know. They use it in the trailer for the movie, too.
It's the one from the end of Goblet of Fire.
It's like dark times are coming or something. Troubling times are coming.
Dark and difficult times lie ahead.
Yeah.
What's winter's coming will come. And when
winter is coming.
Winter is coming. Oh, no, okay, here it is. Dark times lie ahead of us. Oh, shit. Now, of course, and there will be a time we must choose between what is easy and what is right. Okay, that's totally not the quote I'm thinking of. The one I'm thinking of.
Too.
I know.
It's at the end of Goblet of Fire, right?
That's the one at the end of Goblet of Fire, but...
Or is the one you're thinking of at the end of...
Because that's the one Dumbledore says, and I think the one I'm thinking of is the one that Hagrid says.
Yeah. which I think is more like Order of the Phoenix, right?
Oh wait, hold on, guys. It's totally in my Facebook profile. It's what's coming will come, and we'll meet it when it does.
It's in your Facebook profile?
It's in my Facebook about quotes from like a million years ago.
I was gonna say, what is this? Like 2004?
Dude, do not underestimate the power of a good quote.
Are you gonna throw up an away message? Some sad emo lyric away message?
I miss emo lyric away messages, okay?
Actually I do too. I was kind of the queen of it.
So was I.
Glass houses.
I tweeted last night, I fell asleep on a train ride home, and when I woke up, Billy Joel had ended on my iPod, and Fiona Apple was on, and it was paper bag, so I tweeted, I thought it was a bird, but it was just a paper bag, which is totally in my top five favorite song quotes of all time, or 10, I don't know, and somebody was like, what does that mean? And I was like, Fiona wasn't at Billy Joel, just kidding. But
yeah, I think she's back in.
Is she back?
No, she does an album every, like, 6 years.
I know, and since we just got one, like, 3 years ago, we're not doing another one for, like, 15 more years.
Yeah,
but, yes, so that was it. What's coming will come, and we'll meet it when it does. So, I don't know, Harry Potter quotes for the win, song quotes for the win, blah, 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 blah. You should email us, broadcasters3@gmail.com. Or go on the Facebook group and let us know what your top 5 or 10 favorite song quotes or Harry Potter quotes are, or just book quotes in general. Why not? Clearly, we are losing our touch here with reality. We started late because I had to poop. There we go.
All right. Well, now, did you close the door or not?
Yes, because I'm at my parents' house.
But only because you're at your
But only because I'm at my parents' house. Which we had a whole bunch of feedback on that last week. When we Let me read some of the stuff that people were saying. So this was when we were just talking about pooping with the door open or closed. CJ said, "Who poops with the door closed? I don't want to be trapped in there with that. Ventilation is always the smart choice." And then he said, "I pee in the sink, kids. If you don't want to be scared, look away."
Mm.
Scott Eric said, my issues are with the cat choosing to plop down outside the doorway and stare at me. So sometimes I gotta close that door. I don't need the dude judging me. The dude is his cat's name.
Nicole, that's a good name.
I know. Hey, Captain Awesome, the dude.
I know, that's almost as good as Captain Awesome, mm-hmm. which is my cat's name, you know, for those not in the know.
Nicole said, I'm currently a stay-at-home mom, so bathroom time can sometimes be the only alone time all day, so door closed and locked, and that's no guarantee. I didn't write it down, but I don't know if anybody saw, Lori took a picture of her son watching her.
That made me laugh a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah.
And Will said, I haven't heard the episode yet, but the door should be closed whenever any type of elimination is going on in the bathroom. My dog used to come in and lay down while I pooped, but he doesn't anymore. So, good times on that front. What have you guys been up to now that I've, you know, started the show off in the very exciting and high note of emo song quotes? Book, and inspiring book quotes. I'm going to get a Katy Perry quote in there somewhere, okay? Also, don't judge me for that. Do you ever feel like a paper bag floating in the wind?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. I feel like there's like some overlap. There's a common theme here.
Yeah.
You like the
your favorite lyrics about paper bags.
Oh my god, I can totally find a top five for that too. Because there's an Anna Nalick song called Paper Bag that I love. I could totally find that.
How much did you love that scene in American Beauty then?
Oh with god.
I guess that was a
plot. I did find that poetic, and I actually once found a meme with that scene and Fiona Apple's.
Oh,
quote, back in my emo lyric days of sophomore year of college, like I said, oh, AIM needs to come back. I guess that's what people use Facebook statuses for, but I don't know. No, they shouldn't. Anyway, please, somebody else talk and tell me what you're up to, because I'm killing the show. I'm out of shape. I got to get fun.
Oh, you're doing fine. Don't sell yourself short. But yeah,
Is that another inspirational quote?
No, I think I got that off of a poster with a hanging kitten. It's like a kitten trying to reach something.
Oh my god. It won't be easy, but it'll be worth it.
Yeah. So I was in Boston last weekend. The impetus of the trip was to go see James Taylor at Fenway.
I love James Taylor.
Yeah, so one musical singer-songwriting titan for another. Awesome show. He puts on such a great, great concert. I was really impressed. You forget how old he is when he sings, because he still sounds just like the recording. He really has, like, no old man voice yet, and is he 70? He's got to be close to, if not.
Let's see.
To the internet.
I am. Don't worry. Hey Siri. God, she sucks. Siri.
I don't even use her. I don't see her point.
How old is James Taylor?
Checking on that. The answer is 68 years, 4 months, 29 days.
There you go. 68 years, 4 months, 29 days.
Yes. Well, and still sounds like he always did. So yeah, that was good. And then we just
I love James Taylor.
Yeah, I do too. Jackson Brown was his opener.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he's really good too. Not to spread rumors, but I'm convinced he's had a really bad facelift, because pretty much from the nose up, his face doesn't move. Like, not at all.
Oh, God.
I found it very troubling. So he may or may not have had a facelift, whatever, to each his their own. And then we just tooled around Boston and explored, and it's a good time. Got home super late on Sunday, and then it's back to work, which I kind of hate doing. I kind of hate not having that, like, day in between where you, like, get home from a trip and then you go right back to work.
Totally.
Yeah, it's really exhausting.
Yes. I'm a big proponent of leaving the one day in between, but I never do it.
Yeah, neither do I.
Like, we got home from San Diego, right? Remember, I talked about this, and we got so delayed. We got home at like 1:30 in the morning, and then we were up and at 'em the next day, which sucked. The only time I ever did it was when I went on my honeymoon. We came back on a Sunday, and I took that Monday off And that is literally the only time that I was ever smart enough to do that. So,
well, my theory is that we have so few vacation days. Like, as Americans, we're given so few days off that we don't want to waste them.
Yeah, like, that's true.
Sitting on our couch doing laundry. But we should. Mental health days are really important.
Mental health days are very important because mental health is a problem in this country.
Yeah.
As somebody that's a very high anxiety person, that also sees a therapist. Yeah. Mental health is important.
Mental health is important and expensive.
That is very true. That is very true. Do you know that my copay for that stuff, like specialists like that, is $50?
I will not tell you mine.
Jay and Zachary's, they're on the same insurance. Their copay for specialists is only $15.
Yeah. Whose insurance is it then, Jay's?
Yeah, I have my own. My company pays for mine 100%. I have to pay for vision and dental, and that's it. My company, though, I'm fortunate that they pay for just me for my health insurance. So Zach is on Jay's, but they got that Google plan. So
yeah.
I unfortunately do not. I got that Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina state plan going on.
Oh.
But I still think I have it better than teachers in my state, so I can't complain too much.
Well, that's good. They consider your therapist a specialist. My copay for my therapist is considerably higher than that.
What is it?
I think it's like $100 a session.
Whoa.
Yeah.
For the copay?
Well, yeah, for the appointment, yeah.
I'm silent because,
yeah,
I've heard of I don't know. It's
it's New York. Everyone has a therapist, and everyone pays out the butt to go to one.
I know, it's crazy. It really is crazy. But we have summer days. Every other Friday or Monday, we can take a day off. But I've used all mine for my trips and stuff. So I guess this is my summer week because I've done almost nothing. I saw Suicide Squad yesterday, and I saw Star Trek today. And that's been like my mental health, whatever. And I've been too lazy to even exercise. And I was like, next week I'm going to exercise nonstop and I'm going to be healthy. And now I'm like, I guess it's 1 p.m. and I'm going to take a shower and play with my kid and see a movie when he takes a nap.
Yeah. Well, not for nothing. Having a 2-year-old, I'm sure, is probably a pretty good workout.
That's true. Anyway,
still.
That is very true. What we're talking about before we again got onto the very not depressing topic of mental health and copays.
I was just finishing up my weekend, and Shandy's going to tell us about her weekend.
Yes, I think we all need to chug because, again, we are really rocking the energy tonight.
I didn't go to any awesome concerts, and I've actually been homesick the past couple of days. So.
Oh, bummer.
I'm kind of a stick in the mud, too.
So none of us have gone to work in a while.
I was at work today, so...
Okay, to be fair, I answered a work email while I was pooping a half an hour ago.
Oh, that's way more than I've done. But to be fair, I, like, really couldn't even, like, open my email until maybe today. But I have not showered for more than 48 hours. This is kind of impressive.
Spectacular.
Hey, you're sick. You're loud.
I don't know if I've ever gone this long. I think after we record, I might take a shower. But...
Why break the streak now? It's nighttime. Are you going anywhere?
Because I'm starting to feel really gross.
You gotta take a bath.
Maybe.
Get soaked. Maybe. That'll make you feel better.
Baths, the thing about baths, like, I really do, like, I love the idea of a bath, but it is kind of a lot of work. You know?
It is a lot of work. I will give you
and
that.
And it's, like, really awesome at the beginning, and then, like, 10 minutes into it, you're like, oh, fuck, well, I guess I'm done now. Oh, but that'd be nice. Well, maybe I will. We'll see. Yeah. So, anyway, I've been sick. I'm just getting over it. I'm feeling a lot better, but that's why I'm drinking hot chocolate instead of my usual beer, because I don't think my stomach can handle it.
No Baileys or Kahlua in that hot chocolate?
Mm-mm. No, I have, like, these crazy, like, this, like, stomach bug. And so
My
stomach was just cramping for like 2 days straight. And so I didn't even
That's
eat.
It. Yeah.
No, I don't even, I'm not certain that I should be having milk, but it just sounded really good.
Hey, if you need to take a time out because of a milk issue.
It's fine.
We are totally cool with that. Just close the bathroom door.
Just close the bathroom door.
Hey Amanda, do you remember that time that I was doing MetroBuzz and I took the laptop in the bathroom with me to pee?
Maybe.
Just mute the mic. It's all good.
Yeah.
I totally did, and you know what the best part is? John never knew. He's gonna find out for the first time when he hears this. Unless he heard the toilet flush and didn't tell me. I was being polite about it. I guess we'll also find that out too. But I totally did one day. I like unplugged. I was like, I gotta pee really bad, but like it's getting late. I totally took that in there. But okay, nice. Before we go, I gotta thank the patrons and plug the Patreon. So we're part of the Jay and Jack Network. So we benefit from their Patreon as well. And I think we got our first patron, guys, that we brought in, Eric.
All right. Thank you, Eric.
So yay. That's exciting. If you would like to become a patron, please consider going to patreon.com/Jay and Jack. You can just go anywhere from a dollar to like a gazillion dollars, whatever you want. You just
gazillion.
Put that
gazillion.
Shit in. Do a bazillion. Yeah, I strongly, you know, push you towards that side. we're going to come up with some kind of goal. The next goal is a live married man show with the four co-hosts that took over the podcast while we were all in San Diego. So that is for $1,000. They are currently at $828 a month. So a little bit more before we get to that $1,000 a month goal. But we all benefit from that as well. So please consider that. And yes, you can also go to janjack.com, and up on the top right hand corner there's a thing that says, you know, become a patron or Patreon or some shit like that. I don't know. It's if you are an intelligent human being that can read, just look at the upper right hand corner of the website. You'll see it. I'm not insulting you, I swear to God. So anyway, if you're already a patron, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. Okay, so next up, Olympics.
Or do we want to talk about Ghostbusters?
Ghostbusters! We've all seen it now!
Yeah.
Holy, holy crap. Okay, yes. You guys go. Talk about Is Ghostbusters. We got some... We got a feedback about that, too. So,
okay,
you guys go, and then we can read the feedback. Yay! Okay, Ghostbusters, what'd you think? Girl power, woo!
So, my first comment is that I'm happily married, but I also maybe want to marry Kate McKinnon.
But yeah, dude.
I think everyone wants to marry Kate McKinnon.
But specifically as her character in Ghostbusters. Can we do that? Is that possible?
Yeah. Did you both say to the end of the credits?
Yeah, I say to the end of the credits because you said to.
Okay.
Yes, exactly. I had your voice in the back of my head saying, stay put.
Okay, sorry, Shane.
That was something, that was a note I did want to talk about, the credits. But we.
Okay, yeah. And I'm going to zip the lips.
Yeah.
I know I'm not really going to, but I'm going to try.
Don't zip the lips, just go.
Don't zip the lips, okay.
Yeah.
Don't you guys want to get a word in edgewise too?
Well, I just did. I'm officially proposing. To Kate McKinnon, please marry me.
Kate McKinnon, will you marry me?
Yeah.
Okay, so yes, what did you guys think? Tell me.
Oh my gosh. Well, I really, really enjoyed it. I thoroughly entertained. I liked pretty much everything, Colleen, that you had sort of mentioned to tease to us before we went to go see it. You know, the fact that it was all the little Easter eggs and how, you know, they were women characters, but like it never felt like a girl power movie. It just felt like these are smart people fighting ghosts, and like I really liked it. I really, really did. Yeah, it was interesting because we went to go see it in like this really janky theater in Brooklyn, and a small theater. They just redid all the seats, so they're those big like cushy like leather recliner.
Nice.
They're like Barca lounger seats. But that means that there's only like 10 seats now in that little tiny theater. So we got there kind of late and there was like not room for us to sit together. And there was like these two women next to me that had like a 2-year-old kid at the movie. Like no joke. Little kids, they kept getting up because every time something even remotely ghostly would happen, this little kid would freak out. And we were right by the door, so the door kept opening. And I'm just like, motherfucker, why do you have the baby at the movie? Like, get out. So that kind of ruined the opening for me a little bit, but eventually I think the little kid made it about 10 minutes before Well, maybe the parents made it about 10 minutes before they realized this is the worst decision we've ever made. Ghostbusters.
That was Zach's first movie, was the first Ghostbusters.
Yeah, but at home or at the movie theater?
At the movie theater.
And he sat through the whole thing and he wasn't scared?
No, he was 2 months old. We saw him on August 29th.
2 years old. Like, would you bring him now?
No, fuck to the no. No.
See,
no.
That's my point. That's the point I was trying to make.
Yes, I know.
But yeah, so, but once that happened and I was able to really, like, get into it and actually enjoy it, I loved it. I thought the jokes were great. I thought the acting was great. I was able to pick out the weird cameo that you said was awkward.
Super awkward, right?
Super awkward. Yeah, and then I guess to go sort of more like the film side of it, I was really impressed with just the motion graphics and the CGI and stuff and how real everything felt. Like, it was really done in this really cool stylized way that still felt real. Right. Like, it was beautiful. And particularly when it came to the closing credits. And I think this is something that movies should start doing more often. That if you want people to sit through your credits, and you should, because it takes a giant city of people to make a movie, you want people to sit through the credits and see all those names. And in order to do that, make your credits engaging. Make people want to sit there and watch it. And even if I had not known to sit through the credits because there was a scene at the end, I still would have sat through them because I thought they were really entertaining and they had that whole like dance sequence happening.
Right.
And like, I just think that's really smart. And I think more films should start doing things like that and keeping your audience in the seats because, yeah, people work really hard to make that thing that you just sat through and then you get up and leave after the above the line credits go through. It's like those people are just as important.
But what did you think about them in general? Just the cameo for the credits, the whole Chris Hemsworth scene?
I thought it was really funny. I thought it was really great. I thought it was a really wonderful Easter egg if you're a Ghostbusters fan.
Yes. You mean the very last scene?
The very last scene, right? That's what we're talking about?
I'm talking about what they did during the credits. So starting by the cameo with Kate McKinnon in there, in her office.
Cameo. Which,
so okay. When we start the credits, yes. Kate McKinnon is training an intern.
Oh, right. Okay.
Okay, so that's the last cameo of the movie.
Well, it wasn't an intern. It was her mentor.
Mm-hmm. Or mentee.
She was the mentee.
She was the mentee.
Yes. Kate McKinnon was mentoring somebody else.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, how spoiler are we getting here? Can we say names to help get us on the same page here?
I don't know. I don't want to ruin it for anybody. Okay, forget it. We could clear this up after. A person that was previously in the first movie who was in... Okay.
Yeah, no, she was the mentor. Kate McKinnon was the mentee.
Really? I thought it was the opposite way around.
No.
I think you guys are crazy.
But I loved the line, the joke about, like, how, what was it, like, safety goggles are for dudes.
Yes.
I thought it was so good.
And what'd you think of the credits, like the whole part with Chris Hemsworth?
Where he was dancing?
Yeah.
I thought it was great.
Okay.
I think any choreographed dance sequence I'm pretty much on board with.
I know.
It's very rare that I'll be like, you shouldn't have had a dance scene there. Especially if it's meant to be funny. Like, if its whole point is to bring joy and be funny, I am on board.
What did you think about, what's her name, Melissa McCarthy and Kristen Wiig? Because they kind of played a little bit against type, but you could see that they were struggling a little bit, kind of. Like, they kind of slipped once in a while into their type. But I thought for the most part, I really liked that they didn't.
I mean, I love Melissa McCarthy. Like, she could do anything as far as I'm concerned. So I didn't really pick up so much on that. I mean, maybe more on Kristen Wiig. Maybe just because I don't enjoy her comedy quite as much. But I liked her in this character.
Yeah, me too.
I tend to like her more when she is the straight person.
Yes. Yes, me too. What about you, Shani? Other than Kate McKinnon, I want to marry. Marry me, Kate McKinnon.
That was my main takeaway. It was fun. I had a good time. I had a little date with myself.
Nice.
It was great. I walked over to the...
Were you dancing with yourself?
Cheek to cheek. No. I walked over. There's a movie theater. The one it was playing in was it's like a 30-minute walk. And I love to walk. So I walked over to it and listened to some sort of compelling podcast on the way. I can't remember which one. And watched the movie, had some movie popcorn, and then walked myself home. It was a lovely evening. No, it was fun. I mean, it was...
Did you buy yourself dinner first, or...?
Trying to remember. It's a little bit foggy.
By the way, it's really hard for me to keep remembering that we're on video when we do this, because I am so hot in this room that I almost took my shirt off, which I would have done if we were on Skype, because I can't tell you how many times I've recorded a Tribe podcast in a bra. I'm like, oh my God, it's so hot in here.
All got the same parts.
All right, let's do it. No, I'm just kidding. Amanda, you could itch your boobs so much easier if you just took your shirt off.
Now you said it. Now I got to do it.
Let's do it.
Although I'm actually wearing one of my new bras. Did I ever tell you the story about my new bras?
No, please do. I love a good bra story.
Yeah. So I went to Victoria's Secret to buy, I need a new strapless bra for Julia's wedding, our friend Julia's wedding, for my dress. And I go and they're like, well, have you been fitted in a while? And I was like, you know, I really haven't. So yeah, let's do the whole fitting thing. First of all, they figured out I was 2 inches smaller around than I thought I was, and I was cup size bigger.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice. So, nice to know.
Yeah. So I was like, oh crap, now I gotta buy all new bras. And, I needed to buy new bras anyway, because come to find out, I have one style of bra I like, and I just buy that one in 8 colors. They no longer make that style of bra.
Which style is it?
It's the Dream Angels.
I love the Demi. Demi one, yeah.
The Demi one, but the one I have that I kind of showed them, they're like, oh yeah, we haven't made that in years. It's oh, I'm so... Okay. I'm still wearing some of them, because it's bras are expensive.
Oh, I know. I'm currently wearing a bra that I bought from Ross, Dress for Less, for
$9.99. Nice.
I am not wearing a bra.
Lucky you.
Lucky you.
I'm also, though, I'm wearing a bathrobe, a nightgown, sweatpants.
Those definitely not in the same climate that we're in.
I know. I'm so sweaty just listening to you.
And those, slipper socks.
I might actually take my shirt off now, because you are making me hot.
It's a little wish. I have eight surrounded by beverages. They're all warm at this point.
I know. I'm Okay, so let me do this Ghostbusters feedback real quick. So this is from Rebecca. Hi, all. I just got back from seeing the new Ghostbusters movie, which I believe you mentioned you were going to talk about on the next episode. Why, yes, we are. I loved the movie so much. There was so much positiveness and female empowerment. Plus, I loved all the cameos and throwbacks. All the women were such a team. There were none of the usual tropes of bickering, fighting, arguing about men and weight and styles, etc. It was so refreshing. The movie is also hilarious, which was just another example of how none of these tropes were necessary for comedy. Everyone in the theater was laughing and enjoying themselves so much. With so many awful things going on in the world, I loved being able to sit down and watch such a positive, fun movie. I really hope that other directors, writers, etc. take note of this movie and how to make awesome female characters. Just want to share how much I loved it. Thanks for such an awesome show, Rebecca. I totally agree. I love that they didn't nobody had a man issue or, I love that. There was never – weight was never brought into it. Great, 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 great points. I could not agree more.
Yeah, so, that's seriously such a good email, Rebecca. Thank you for the feedback. I definitely agree so much, and I don't really understand like all the controversy surrounding this movie. It was just a fun movie that was well done and fun to watch. Like, I don't,
because girls are trying to get into the boys' club.
Right. Well, I mean, like when I say I don't know what the controversy is. Like, I know.
And also, the trailer was really bad.
I don't think I saw the trailer. I'll have to go check that out.
You don't.
Yeah.
Well, then I won't.
Yeah, you really don't. All right. So, Amanda, you want to talk about Olympics, right?
I do, but I wanted one more thing on Ghostbusters before we leave that just came back. Well, two things, actually. I loved Chris Hemsworth's part.
Oh, my. Do you love he was the dumb one?
And I just love the sort of switch on that archetype and that just like, oh, Kevin. So pretty, so dumb.
What did you think about his drawings for their logo?
Just all of it. Like, and I just like that you don't get to see him be like that kind of character that often. So I thought that was really fun.
Amazing.
And then the big fight scene at the end. I just thought that was so well done. And
Kate McKinnon, awesome.
That whole sequence with Kate McKinnon, like, I walked out being like, that could have been in a serious action movie. Like, you know, sometimes like fight scenes in comedies, like, they overdo it, so you were like, this is a comedy fight scene!
You mean, like, Anchorman?
Yeah. Whereas, like, this just felt really beautifully choreographed, and it's like, you just change the music, and you change what she's fighting, and that could have been in a serious action movie, and I was like, that's just awesome, and, like, she just got to be a badass, and not have to, like, bend to be funny about it or bend to be a woman about it. Like, she just got to have an awesome fight scene. I thought that was so great.
What do you think of Leslie Jones?
I love Leslie Jones. That whole like controversy over her, like, I think she is just the best, which dovetails into the Olympics, because were you reading about how she was live tweeting the Olympics and NBC invited her to come to Rio?
Amazing.
And commentate on the Olympics. And I think that's so great because she's so freaking funny. Like, have you ever, I think Seth Meyers did a thing with her. With the Game of Thrones. I would watch Game of Thrones. Yeah. That it was like Game of Jones.
No.
And they're sitting on his couch and they're watching Game of Thrones together and it's just her like commentating the whole time. I was like, I would watch Game of Thrones if Leslie Jones was just...
Oh, my God.
If I was watching it with her. Yeah. No, she's awesome. I love her to pieces and then some.
Me too. So, Olympics, because I don't know why I keep bringing them up. I haven't really watched them.
Oh, I've been watching it.
So, Christy, my sister, is super into them, too. She was having my mom take pictures of the TV last night to text her updates of what was going on with all the swimming stuff while we were watching Billy Joel. I shit you not.
Okay, that's a little much. I'm not that big of a fan.
It was really great, though.
But it was. Last night was a big night. Michael Phelps added more Olympics to his... gold medals to his belt. I think he's now at like 22 career medals.
Yes. Oh, is that Brooklyn that I hear behind you?
Yes.
Woo! We got a Brooklyn cameo.
There is actually a fire station on the main street around the corner, which usually you can't hear because we're kind of in the back of the building, like facing like a courtyard between us and this deep building on the street next to us. So this is rare. Normal. I feel like we haven't heard Brooklyn in a while.
It's all right. I love here in Brooklyn. So, Olympics. Sorry.
Yeah. So, yeah,
I got
Michael
super
Phelps
excited.
Had a big night. What did he do? I feel like he won
everything.
Gold. Yeah, like he won gold in like two of his really like signature events. And there was like this really creepy guy from, I think he's from South Africa. If he's not, I'm sorry, internet. That like had it in for like Michael Phelps. Like you've seen, you know that meme? And it's going around the internet where, like, Michael Phelps is sitting preparing.
Phelps face.
Yeah. it was because this guy was, like, in front of him, and, like, this dude, he, like, in the pool, you can watch him keep looking over at Michael Phelps while he's swimming. He's, like, up in the air, and he looks over, and he's, like, it's like, dude, you're in the Olympics. What are you doing? And he didn't get a medal because of it.
Yeah, I was going to say, wouldn't that, like, screw up his
Yeah.
or something?
Then he was, like, third, and then because he kept looking over and seeing what everybody else was doing, he didn't medal. That's
Again,
why.
Yeah.
If you're an Olympian.
Comparing yourself to others.
Yeah. If you're an Olympian, just, you know, focus. Focus on the finish line.
Yep.
And the, I think it was yesterday, the women's gymnastics team claimed gold.
Yes, indeed.
Nice.
Which that is kind of interesting. And I don't know if you guys have really seen any of this, how, like, because they then save the Olympics, the gymnastics stuff happens during the day. So we're announcing the gold before the primetime re-air.
Yes.
And, like, people were getting all upset about that. And it's sort of like, I don't understand why. That it's like, that's the news. It's happening right now. Just because you're going to watch it tonight doesn't mean it didn't happen right now. Like, it's not technically a spoiler. In my opinion, it's not technically a spoiler.
Yeah, definitely true.
I saw that the pictures of, or the video of that girl's parents watching her do the uneven bars in their alley something.
Oh my God. I just can't wait for SNL to come back because they are just a sketch waiting to happen.
That's true. That's the one bad thing about the Summer Olympics being in the summer.
Well,
no SNL sketches.
I mean, Weekend Update. They did Weekend Updates from both conventions. So they could do a little one-off thing. Because, I follow SNL on Instagram, and, like, they've been posting about, like, Leslie Jones going down. So, theoretically, they could do some stuff. They could cash in on that.
Okay, well, that's good to know. Yeah, so Olympics, go USA. Hey, Shandy.
Yes?
Didn't you post something on Facebook the other day, and I said, let's save it for the broadcast?
Yeah, let me see. Let me remind myself what that was.
it was an Obama thing, I think. But while you do that, I found this article, and it's. I'm just gonna mention. I'm not gonna, like, read it or anything. So you can know, according to the American Bar Association, it is professional misconduct. It's professional misconduct to discriminate against or harass opposing counsel or anybody else in that matter, in the course of practicing law. The ethics rule now forbids comments or actions that single out somebody on basis of race, religion, sex, disability, and other factors. So that means you can no longer say to, like, a female attorney, honey, you can't call them honey, darling, or other such sexist remarks.
Why does that even have to be a rule? Like, I feel like a courtroom, like, there's a certain amount of professional decorum, and why would you call someone honey in a courtroom anyway?
Clearly, there was a problem because it's a thing. Just like how, you know, you'd think, why is necrophilia a thing? Like, why do we have a name for that? That means enough people did that that we need to do that.
I feel like they're, like, kindergarten rules where it's like, it's only a rule because some asshole, like...
But enough assholes do it.
Enough assholes, yeah. It's not one.
Like, there's
asshole.
Like a culture of assholery doing it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just unfortunate.
I also, I know we don't want to get political.
I'm cool with getting political personally, but that's.
Okay, well, I don't want to get too political. However, I know that Shandy knows of my obsession with that Donald Maroney blog at Tumblr.
Yes.
So essentially, it takes Jenna Maroney quotes from 30 Rock. And Donald Trump pictures and basically puts them together. Amanda, if you have not seen this yet, they don't update it as much as they did last week. It's literally, I refresh it, like, on the hour.
Oh, here, you just sent it to me. Thank you.
I did just send it to you.
Because I was going to try and Google it, and Lord knows how long that was going to take.
That would have taken a way, way long time. So one of them is, like, him. You know the press conference with Chris Christie, who looks like he's being held hostage in the background?
Yeah.
So, and then, so it's one of those pictures, and it says, what if we executed someone live on TV? or Then there's one with him and Megyn Kelly. Do I come across as interesting? Because I tried to mention Bono as much as possible. Or one from the debates. So Ted Cruz is on one side and Rubio is on the other side. And he's like, wow, how Sex in the City are we right now? I'm Samantha. You're Charlotte. And you're the lady at home who watches it. I just, like, how Jewish is everyone here? Because I may need to change parts of my act. I don't even know. I love every single one of these. I reread them and I laugh and I can't help it. And it's so funny. it's just so funny. It is so funny. And then there's one, him talking to Ben Carson. You should go to my doctor. He's gay, but not when he's drunk. But all of these are just Jenna Maroney quotes. And I love them so much. I do. Tina Fey and Donald Trump, total win. Which then goes, I don't know if you saw this, but CJ had posted a link, 14 Lucille Bluth quotes on pictures of Donald Trump.
Oh, gosh, no, I didn't see that.
Also awesome. All of them are quotes that I live by. If that's a veiled criticism about me, I won't hear it and I won't respond to it. Which we all know is kind of not true, because he's definitely going to respond to it.
Yeah, that was not 100% accurate.
If you're saying I play favorites, you're wrong. I love all of my children equally. And then earlier that day, I don't care much for Tiffany. I want to cry so badly, but I don't think I can spare the moisture. My all-time favorite Lucille Bluth quote. Oh, man. Okay. I think I also might do a top 5, top 10 Arrested Development quotes, because, I mean, who wants to go into that dusty old trap clap? Clap trap. Shit. I messed it up. I'm not even reading it. Okay. Good times. Good times. Oh, please. Oh, here's one. Oh, please. They didn't sneak into this country to be your friends.
Oh, no.
I don't know why. It's just so funny. It's just so funny. Okay, here. I'll link you to this. I'll link you guys to this. And then, Shandy, please, my God. You can take it away, and then I got one more thing if you don't have anything, and then we can get to some of the listener questions, because, yeah, good times.
So I just posted an article from The Atlantic that was about the op-ed that Obama did with Glamour.
Yes, great.
Whoa.
Yes, in which... There is a step-by-step guide from one of the most powerful men on earth about how to be a better man. It's about learning to be a better ally to women via fatherhood. So anyway, he just goes through, and it's essentially like his own like sort of feminist guide to being a good man, a good father, a good person, and it's awesome. I'm trying to scroll through and read like what some of the best quotes were from it. Essentially, like the quote I had posted on Facebook was when he says, it's important that their dad is a feminist because that's what they expect of all men. And so it was just pretty awesome. So that was on the day that I posted it, I saw it in like all these different places. Well, on all these different, journals and stuff were reposting it from, I guess, Glamour.
Yes. It's a great op-ed. I totally recommend checking it out, especially if you're a human being.
Yes. If you have a pulse. Yeah, I'll have to find that. I didn't press that.
It's on Shandy's Facebook awesome page. I read it the other night and I was like, we should talk about this. This is great. Yeah. Now like we're here in person. We're like, oh, what was that? That was like a week ago.
I know. So long ago. Yeah.
Again, I'm sorry.
Well, I'll leave you with a Jenna Maroney Donald Trump quote. Everyone around here is human garbage.
Oh,
man.
Okay, I'll leave you now this. Another one of him talking to Chris Christie. Trust me, any girl would want to dance with you. You're rich and you're fat, so you'll die young. Women love that. All right. On that note, we can move away from this. Does anybody have anything else? Because I will save the other thing I had for next week, and this will now make the fourth week in a row that I'm saving this.
It's going to be a good doozy.
It's not. It's really not. Spoiler alert. It's the 5 hidden health benefits of alcohol.
Oh, sweet. Well, now I want to know.
Okay.
We should save it until next week when we're all imbibing.
Imbibing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we will do it next week.
Potato, potato.
Yes. After we do our top 5, maybe top 10 horrible quotes, cheesy quotes, then we can go over the 5-minute health benefits of alcohol. I guess at this point we should get into some of the feedback because, holy shit, guys, it's been a while.
Yeah, let's get moving.
All right. We had one thing from Dan, and this is just listener feedback, and we can get into questions, talking about the email from Maggie and her roommate that moved across country. I would argue that with the relationship where the person moved across country, I would bet that in reality she did tell him, if not outright, but in at least some way, that the writing was on the wall and that it was over, and he simply chose to ignore it and stay in denial about it. I could be wrong, but this situation really sounds like that kind of thing. Also, I know what I've been talking about because I've seen both sides of that equation. I've told someone it was over and they didn't hear it, and I didn't realize it was over and deluded myself badly. Either way, either the dude was so disconnected from the relationship where he was clueless about this, or she was such a masterful liar and wasn't worth the time, period. Either way, it's over and time to move the frack on. I will give you that. I think we've all probably been in this situation where sometimes you had a hard time accepting either, or you had a hard time telling somebody something hard, or a time some hard time accepting something hard. So yeah, human nature. I'll give you that, Dan. But still, she's a pussy, so whatever.
Your original statement still holds, huh?
I believe my original statement was fucking coward.
I think it was a little more forceful than that. There was some real salty language in there.
There was, but I did beep that out. So that makes it better.
It was a very loud beep, mind you.
Thank you. That happened because I used the levelator and I didn't realize.
Yeah, that not a compliment.
Sorry.
It was very loud.
There were two beeps, too. There was when the guy left his phone number. I beeped that shit out,
that
too.
One wasn't quite as loud. That was the appropriate volume bleep. Yeah.
Oh, that's actually interesting to me, since I did levelate it. One worked and one didn't. Oh, well, sorry. Yeah. You
that's
can still
okay.
hear me now, so you're good.
Yep.
All right, let's get into some feedback, I guess. Does anybody want to read CJ's email? CJ is like the star of this show. He's been mentioned like 20 times. Every time we mention CJ, you should just take a drink.
I'm out of drink. I have to get another one.
All right, well, go get before we start this.
Okay, I'll be right back. Hold on.
Okay.
Sounds like we need to put together some rules for our broadcast drinking game.
Yes, it does. We can, I guess, discuss that while Amanda's gone.
So you've just done the first one.
I just did the first one. Every time we mention CJ, take a drink.
I think every time I get fired up about feminism, take a drink.
Every time
drunk.
Oh my god. Every time we talk about poop.
Yes, that's gotta be on there. Poop and pee. We also talked about pee.
Peeing. Yeah. Every time we talk about peeing our pants. Every time we talk about...
Or just urine in general.
Okay, well, that's fair. Every time we talk about your cat.
Okay. Alright.
Every time I talk about Zach.
Yes, and if he actually says something on the podcast, then I think that should be, like, some sort of extra... Like...
That is very true. Yes. So, Amanda, I mean, she missed so much while she's gone. I think we need to open this up to the listeners as well to come up with the drinking game. Facebook, email us, broadcasters3, blah, 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 blah. The Facebook group is the Jan Jack group. It's facebook.com/group/Jan Jack group. So you can just search Jan Jack group. It's not the fan page. It's like the actual group. we're there. You know, you find the other page, you don't see us anywhere, then you're in the wrong group. Or you could join the special patrons group if you're a patron at $5 a month or more. So there's that, guys. Oh, I feel like this vamping is definitely not up to par with what we could be doing. It's because I've only had a glass of wine, but Zach woke up with terrible nightmares last night. I mean, aww. He was screaming. He was pointing in the dark. He's over there, over there, over aww. There, over there. It was terrifying. Trembling, didn't want to be in the room anymore, just off. Also, I'm trying to not drink a whole lot tonight because I have a feeling it's going to be a long night again. We'll see. But
did Zachary see a ghost?
Zachary might have saw a ghost.
Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters!
Kate McKinnon! Maybe I should call this episode Kate McKinnon.
Yes. Yeah.
Exclamation point, exclamation point.
So, while you were gone, Amanda, we came up
with... Someone took the last beer aid to make a gin and tonic.
Oh, God, my God, they forced you to drink liquor. What a horrible thing. This podcast is about to get crunk.
Yep.
Okay, so we came up with a drinking game when you were gone, which we need more suggestions.
Great.
Every time somebody goes to get a drink.
Yeah.
Everyone else waterfalls until the other comes back.
Yes, that is cut out. I'll stop cutting it out from now on. Every time Shandy gets fired up on feminism, or we see her cat on screen and mention that the cat's there, or her talk about the cat, every time I talk about Zach, every time we talk about peeing or pooping.
Every time somebody scratches their boob.
Yes, boob scratching. Total.
God, every time you mention it, I gotta do it. It's like a Pavlovian thing.
I just almost spit wine on this new microphone that I'm going to give you tomorrow.
Yay! It's got your spin on it next to present.
Yay!
Anyway, so wait, I want to hear the Zach seeing a ghost story.
Well, we don't really know. So Zach woke up screaming, terrified in the middle of the night, and was just, all he kept saying was, over there, he over there, he over there. And he's screaming and pointing, and it's pitch black. And my mom was also in there, and she was, you know, we were like, are you talking about grandpa? Like thinking that he thought my dad was in the room or something. And he just kept screaming that my dad came in, and it wasn't my dad. And he was just screaming. He must have had such a nightmare. Just kept, he's over there. Trembling, shaking, hugging like so tightly, trying to hide his entire self like in your body. Like it was terrifying, like really fucking freaky shit. So my mom ended up sleeping in there with him, with my dad sleeping on the floor because we were all so freaked out. Like everybody woke up. Christy woke up. I woke up. It was. You know, it was some heavy shit.
Aww,
so poor kid. Anyway, so yeah. Again, we gotta talk about something funny in this show. I mean,
I don't know. I think we're being very funny.
That's true. We are scratching boobs, and nothing is funnier than scratching your boobs.
Oh God, why do you keep saying it?
Oh, this is so funny. All right. Oh, every time we mention CJ, everybody take a drink. So we're going to read CJ's email and everybody else take a drink, I guess.
All right. So CJ writes in about raising boys versus girls and says, hey, broads or chicks or babes or honeys or whatever slightly misogynistic term I can start this email with.
Hold on. You can no longer say that in a court of law, CJ. Fuck you, CJ.
Just got done listening to your best conversation on record, the one about raising girls versus raising boys, and what differences there may or may not entail. Not 12 hours previous to this, I was hanging out with my sister's kids, as I am wont to do on a regular basis, and the 5-year-old girl was poking fun at the 2-year-old girl, claiming she was a boy. Not for any reason, just baseless, dorky kid stuff. My sister responded with, no, we don't do any of that gender-bending stuff in this family. My initial instinct was, wow, could you be any more close-minded? I judge people in many ways, but race, sex, gender, identity, etc. are not among them. After thinking about it for a while, I still don't know how I feel about it. Personally, I'd be open and accepting of anything and anyone, but seeing how people are treated, even in 2016, shout out North Carolina, should it be removed as an option? Is this kind of thing more prevalent in today's society for this reason, or is it just more widely recognized and accepted and a sign that we're actually making progress? Not a specific question, just trying to start a part two of the initial discussion I so greatly enjoyed. Thanks, CJ.
Wow.
Oh, so he's trying to stir shit, is what he's saying.
No.
Well, with the door open.
Yeah. Well, I think that's such an interesting thought.
It is, actually.
I think that's a pretty, transphobic thing to say and a very bad thing to model to your children, and I don't really understand it.
But, the topic, I think, is an interesting thing to discuss. Because, this idea of, if you knew your kid was setting themselves up for a quote-unquote difficult life outside of the norm as a parent, do you want to protect them from it?
I would think
no, because you're preventing your child from being ultimately being themselves.
Yeah, I agree. I think that the initial what seems to be going on here is that maybe the girl is insulting her little sister by calling her a boy, which we see happen all the time with usually people being called girls.
Right. Maybe young kids, I can see how that happens. That's
it
when
goes
you
either way,
them
yes.
that you can't do that.
I think they learn stuff like that at a very young age.
They do, and that's why you teach them, don't say that.
But I would say don't use that as an insult, but also
right.
if the little girl, there's, we don't do any of that gender bending stuff in this family. That's the part that's actually worrisome to me.
So you think, is this actually how people think in 2016? And again, he said, shout out North Carolina, and look at how our politics are going. And I'm not even talking about our two candidates now. I'm talking about just in general. I feel like the last election we had, were we 2016? So was that 2012? I can't do math. 2012, it was solely about one of the big things was women's issues. And then, 2 years later, 3 years later, whatever, it was really about the, homosexual issues. And now we're just, we're at this, I guess, this crossroads where there are just the social issues far outweigh. People aren't really concerned. You don't see posts on Facebook about military and defense. You don't see posts on Facebook, and I think in general, you don't see posts on Facebook about women's issues as much. I'm talking about birth control and whatever, but a lot of what we see on Facebook is coming down to social issues such as this, whether it's it's a lot of it is the LGBTQ, and I'm so sorry that I'm not looking at the thing, please, I'm sorry. Those kind of issues this election, and I think that it's kind of interesting when you think about this kind of stuff, and combined with feminism stuff, Obama's op-ed, not feminism stuff, the way women are treated versus things that they're allowed to do, which I know is a very fine line, but I feel like I've seen more complaints about veering off into the way that women are viewed versus what they can or cannot do, at least this election, I feel. And again, maybe I've just not been on Facebook enough, because I have been kind of trying to get away from Facebook is a little bit more lately. It's always interesting to me where you can tell the political climate of a country based on social media. I've kind of totally lost my point. So Amanda, you look like you want to jump in. Please do.
Yeah, and I would say to your point, I think using Facebook and social media as your barometer for what a conversation is can be kind of a double-edged sword. Because really what you're seeing is what the people in your friend group are talking about.
That's very true. But I did say back in 2012, and we were talking about just the political stuff in general, and I kept insisting the Republicans don't get it. Like, they're not playing, they're not on social media seeing the issues that people actually care about. They're still playing to these issues, and that's going to be their downfall in the end. Well, and look, here we are 4 years later.
Of the Republican Party as we speak.
Exactly. And 4 years later, we're watching a political party in our system implode. Yeah. And that person is, and I am one of those people, I 100% wholly in my, I totally believe that Donald Trump was a plant from the Clintons and he is just trolling everybody. I truly do. I'm one of those people. Like, I think that he is trolling everybody. You cannot convince me otherwise. Some of the things.
I wish that were true.
I totally think that. I really
it's
do.
It's like a terrible nightmare that we all get to wake up from, and not something that could actually very well become a terrible, terrible reality.
No,
I would much rather think of it as this terrible trolling situation.
Wasn't there a staffer
who like quit and who like wrote up a thing about how in the beginning like it really what he really was running just to try to shake up the establishment, et cetera, and that he wasn't ever supposed to get this far into it. He was supposed to get maybe like 12% and then sort of bow out. Well, not bow out, but just not win. And then
hashtag ego.
Since he did actually win, like, now he's just totally off the deep end. Like, I don't think that that's anything. I don't believe in conspiracy theories, like, whatsoever.
Oh, hello, have you ever seen House of Cards?
The first season.
Okay, dude, not a documentary. Theories exist.
Not a documentary.
I don't believe in X-File for life. I do not believe in conspiracy theories. I don't think that it's in any way linked to the Clintons whatsoever. but I could believe that, yeah, he did just run at first as a way to...
Okay, Amanda and I are both watching your cat in the background. Sorry.
Cheers.
No, as a way, so as him thinking as a way that he's going to, like, shake up the establishment or whatever, because whatever, like, a billionaire coming in. And
well, I don't think he thinks he's going to shake up the establishment. I just think that he was like, that'll be fun, and...
Well, I could believe that that's what he was thinking that he was doing. The problem is his ego, but the problem is also just, like, the prevalence of incredibly... like racist people in this country. And what is that on my end, all that noise?
That's your cat. That's why we're laughing. Nobody else can see this. Okay, so back to CJ's email, and I'm so sorry this is so badly off topic. Shit, what was the question?
Oh, well, I think with that though, I think like
it wasn't a specific question.
Part of the thing was
raising girls versus boys.
Right, is it more prevalent in today's society, or is it just more widely recognized and accepted and a sign that we're actually making progress? And I think that it's the latter. I think that we're more attuned to issues like you see it in how people are reacting to the coverage of the Olympics. And
to be fair, people really act that way every 4 years.
I feel like there's a heightened sense of awareness. Yes, and you see it in the discussions that people have around a lot of different things. And I think that it is, like, when you look at like the North Carolina example, it's definitely a case of like one step forward, two steps back. But like, I think eventually, like, we are making progress. It's just sometimes going backwards, but we will then again go forwards. But
it's incremental.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Jeez, Louise, we really got like way off topic for this. I feel like the subtitle of this episode needs to be Donald Trump.
Capital. And then like dot dot dot. Trump.
No thanks. I vote no.
I don't know. I mean, think of all the hits that we could get if somebody Googled it and was like,
not worth it.
Your title is what?
Donald Trump.
You should just throw Taylor Swift in there too.
Yep.
Kate McKinnon, Donald Trump, Taylor Swift. Boom. There we go. Kate McKinnon, Donald Trump, Taylor Swift.
I'm sure they would love to be grouped together in the same title.
And you know something? Let's bring on that publicity then.
Yeah.
If we do that.
I'm ready for it.
All right. So okay.
Next thing.
Shit, yeah, because I don't even remember what we were even talking about with this. So, CJ, awesome email. Thanks, dude. It's not like we're not going to talk about you again, like, on the show.
Yeah, another time. But actually, I do have a question for CJ. I'm interested to know, like, what, like, you say that your initial instinct was, wow, how could you be that close-minded? I'm curious to know, like, did you actually have a conversation with your sister about it? Or, like, was that your initial reaction in your head? I know those are hard conversations to have sometimes, especially with close loved ones, but I don't, you know, it is shocking. I find it shocking, and you obviously found it shocking too, so I'm just wondering, like, how do you react?
Well, it's also the context of it, but it's like, I feel like sometimes people say things they don't mean because they're trying to be funny, which it doesn't make it okay or excusable, but it's just sort of like,
That's true.
Did she actually mean what she said?
I actually live by that all the time.
Like, recent events in the media are reminding us that words have meaning.
Wait. Don't open your mouth unless you believe what's coming out.
Just like a potential president would have a certain amount of influence over a country, so a mom has a lot of influence over her young children.
Yes.
So.
That is true. I once said fuck and Zach repeated it and it was awful.
I think that's fine. I mean, for me, like, that's just a
word.
Just
kidding.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding.
You know?
And every kid, like, mama, dada, fuck.
Also, all like, kid episode
mama, dada, fuck. Is it a sentence? Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Is that Mary's first sentence? You have, like, a subject and a...
Your first sentence!
Yeah. Oh, guys, I got a list going of titles.
Okay, what's next on our...
All right, so we have a voicemail, and I don't have a way to play it, so is everybody cool with just listening to it at the same time? I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wait, can we also just read the voicemail?
No, because the transcript is not correct.
Okay.
Okay, well, let's play this one. Okay. All right, so we got a voicemail from Will. Okay, let's do it.
Hey, ladies, this is Will. So in the interest of continuing to overshare on the internet, I'll answer question from last time. Yes, I have always been the top, and I have had an interest in being on the other end. Just know what it's like, you know, I think everybody should probably be penetrated at some point, no matter what your orientation is. But I'll have to admit, I haven't really tried that many times, and probably didn't help that each time it was with somebody that was, like, really well endowed.
He's just bragging.
And I know people say it hurts the first few minutes, then it starts to get good, but never got past the first few minutes. But, you know, if I were in a relationship and it was important to the other person, I'd probably give it more of a shot, but I just haven't really had much of a motivation. So, yeah, I do have some toys that I keep saying I'm going to practice with, but yeah, I just haven't done much. And yes, I do live in a state where weed is legal. I just had half a chocolate edible a little while ago, and when that kicks in, it's going to be awesome. So I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Okay. That might be the most awesome voicemail we've ever gotten, because there is so much fucking shit in this email. Okay, first of all, you go and your chocolate edible. Go you. Yes, I agree. Everybody should be penetrated at some point. I'm whispering that because I'm at my parents' house and they might be able to hear me.
I like how when you get that close to the microphone, your nose lights up.
I'm like Rudolph.
You do. You look just like Rudolph.
I'm just saying, yes, I agree with that. Because you all saw my dad came in here before. Also, I feel funny that I just said my dad came in here before because I have also came in this bedroom before. I hope that my sister doesn't listen to this like she says she's going to. Okay, now I felt awkward, guys. Somebody else talk. I'm gonna drink my wine.
Awesome voicemail.
commentary.
Yeah. Congratulations on the being well endowed. Awesome.
I feel like that was totally bragging, but
yeah, it's like a humble brag.
So my dad didn't shut the door all the way. This is getting awkward.
You can, you could go shut it if you want. No. We can keep talking about how Will is endowed.
No, he's been with well-endowed people.
Oh, I misread that.
Mm-hmm.
I see. I was looking back at the script. I thought he put that he was well endowed. Nice.
Well, the script also says, I do have some Hawaii, which...
I do have some Hawaii.
Is that like a weed or something?
No, maybe. I don't know.
Hold on. Hey, Christy, can you shut the door? Anyway, let's see. Hurts in the first few minutes, then it starts to get good, but never got past the first few minutes. But, like, isn't that when it starts to get, like, real good? Anyway, whatever. This was the best voicemail I've ever heard, so game on, the next person that wants to leave a voicemail. You have seriously...
Yes, there's a high bar.
Yeah. Dude, I can't. I don't even know.
And also, I just love how he starts with, in the interest of continuing to overshare on the internet, yes. Yes, please do. Keep it coming. I love the oversharing on the internet. It's my favorite.
I just did it like a minute ago.
Awesome. Oh, good stuff, guys. Good stuff.
All right, so we have one more voicemail. This is from Desiree. It has a little note saying, I was going to redo this and make it better, but I just got lazy. To be fair, Desiree did have a baby 4 days after she sent this email in, so... She's totally excused.
She was busy.
Kinda. She did. Astrid Elizabeth. No, I'm sorry. Ooh. Astrid Olivia.
Beautiful name. Astrid Olivia. Would have been beautiful.
Not named after the two characters from Fringe. Which she tweeted, which is funny because that was also my first thought. I was like, Astrid and Olivia. Oh, those are the two main women characters on Fringe. Okay, neither of you watch Friends, so...
No, but I do think those names are very lovely. Congratulations.
I actually do. I enjoy both of those.
A-plus on the baby naming.
Yes, congratulations, Des. I can't wait to meet Astrid and welcome her to the podcast family. I love me some Desiree.
Hey, broadcast. This is Des. I'm driving to work, so hopefully it doesn't get too noisy here. I'm trying to catch up on the shows, but you keep... cranking them out before I can listen to them, so I haven't been able to catch up. That's why I haven't sent in any feedback yet. I am listening. I do love the show. I was the past few months listening to the Mary Man podcast and just thinking we really need a female version of the Mary Man podcast. I was actually thinking of maybe doing one myself, but I think that you guys probably do a better job anyway. It's a great thing. It's nice hearing Amanda again. Used to listen to Metro Buzz, of course, and Rooftop Sessions. And Shandy, of course. I think she's pretty awesome. And Colleen, of course. Who doesn't love Colleen? One of my favorite people. So it's really great. The only thing that I like on the Married Man show better than the broadcast is that... there's an age difference on the Married Man show. You know, Jack's a little older than me. Jay's younger, of course. And then the guest host is usually right in the middle. So you kind of get a different perspective with the different age groups. You don't get that with the broadcast. But other than that, broadcast is superior in all ways to the Married Man show. You know, because women are pretty friggin' awesome. And I just want to say, as a listener of advanced maternal age, yes, I would recommend, if, you know, Amanda, if you're planning on ever having children, do not wait until you're in your 40s. Worst experience ever. Do it when you're young and your body is, you know, young and fit and able to handle all these crappy things that come your way during pregnancy. So that's just my little piece of advice for you guys and your listeners. Anyways, I really, really do love the show. I think it's great. It's really nice having the female perspective. And I love that you guys just talk about anything, you know? So I will definitely be listening, and hopefully I will be sending you more feedback in the future. I'm trying to get caught up. It's just, life's been a little busy. But keep going, doing what you're doing. It's awesome. And love you guys. Bye.
I love you too, Des.
Oh, that was great.
So yeah. Des talks about Metro Bros or whatever, Amanda. First time that I met Desiree was at Comic-Con 2008 or 2009, and
yeah,
she was there with her daughter. Yeah,
and she looks really familiar.
Yeah, and she was like, "You're calling her Metro Bros," and I was like, "Oh, you're the first person to recognize me, not as Colleen, as Jay's girlfriend. This is awesome." So Desiree's the best.
Nice.
So she talks about advanced maternal age or whatever. So her daughter is, I think her daughter is Skylar. I'm sorry, Skylar, if you're listening. I'm so sorry. I've met you so many times and I don't know how old you are. So she's 20 or 22 or something like that. And then her son is a couple of years younger, and now she's got Astrid. So she is definitely probably in the know as to when the best time to be pregnant is.
Yeah. Sounds like she's had
and
a few different pinpoints.
Yes. So, okay. Fun fact about Desiree, and Desiree is probably not going to, I don't know. So, the Married Man show in their very first season ever had a competition for dating Dale. Like, it was like Win a Date with Warm Taffy. And Desiree, I think I don't know if she won it or they read her application on air, but that was like the first time that I was like, "Oh, Desiree." I always remember that, where she had that application for the Win a Date with Warm Taffy. And since then, you know, she's the best. So thank you.
Yeah. Very sweet feedback.
Yes.
Yeah. So thank you so much for the call. That was so sweet. And it's true, we do not have a variety of age here. Because we're all millennials.
We are all millennials.
Fuck you. I am
better or worse.
I'm 10 days older than you, asshole, and I'm not a millennial.
All right, so we're at the cutoff, yeah.
But that is something to think about, is like, yeah, maybe there's something we can do down the line to do something about that. Sorry, yeah. I'm fighting off a sneeze really hard right now.
Hey, Amanda, sneeze and itch your boob at the same time.
Go. Oh, no. I think my eyes will pop out of my head. Oh, okay.
Oh, awesome, Dad.
Yourself.
Oh, my God. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like we're missing something in this show.
Ugh.
What is this show? Okay, Amanda's holding her nose. Which is also a great tip for getting rid of drunk hiccups. So you close.
Really?
Yeah. It works 100% of the time for me. So somebody taught me this trick 5 years ago at this point. And so you put your hand, your thumbs in your ears, and you put your pinky over your nose like this. And it helps if you have a glass of water where you have a straw. And,
okay.
But if you don't, you just do the motion and you just until you can't breathe anymore, and that gets rid of the hiccups. It has worked for me 100% of the time. But then again, I also claim that the squatty potty works 100% of the time, which it does for me. But I was recently speaking to two of my other friends that we went to college with, Amanda, and one might have the same name as you, and
yeah,
she said that
she
said she also bought it, and it did not work for her. And I told her she was doing it wrong, but
Is there a way to do it wrong?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I just was like, look, okay, you're like the one star review on Amazon when there's 100 other people that have 5-star reviews.
You know, Colleen, your husband mentioned the Squatty Potty on the last Married Man show. It is like really popular in your household.
It is. One time we had to split bathrooms because I had to use one and he had to use another one, and he took the Squatty Potty with him downstairs.
So does
and
it
I
like,
was like, that's so not cool, dude.
Does it sit over the toilet? Like, where does
no,
it
you just put your feet up. You can just buy a stool and do the same thing.
I really still don't understand.
If you 20 bucks at Bed Bath & Beyond, just do it. It's the best purchase of your life. I'm not even kidding. It's been a rough week without it.
Bed Bath & Beyond?
That's where I got it.
It's in the Beyond section.
Yeah, right.
No, it's actually in the bath.
Oh, man.
I'm just saying. I mean, it's literally like the best. It's I can't speak highly enough of it.
Clearly.
I haven't taken a Miralax in like 4 months, okay? It's
you
great.
Think you're maybe just eating the wrong foods if you're struggling to...
No.
Evacuate them that much?
No. I haven't changed my diet. I just changed how I shit, and it works, okay?
Okay. Come on over to the dairy-free side.
Never.
Although I had a piece of cheese yesterday, and I have zit on my chin today, so you tell me.
We ate pizza at Penn yesterday, and everybody, because you know how, yeah, I don't know if you know, like, you're familiar with, like, the Penn Station, like, giant pizza slices, ooh, like Rose's Pizza or whatever.
Yeah, and, you get that and, like, the giant styrofoam of beer for, like,
yes,
$6.
Yes, I did. And damn. I was hungry because I hadn't eaten and, like, lunch or breakfast or anything. So I got two. My sisters each got one. My dad's cousin got one. And they were finishing their first as I was like, oh, man, both of those pieces were great.
And you wonder why you struggle in the potty.
No, I'm struggling right now because I haven't had the Squatty Potty in 5 days, okay?
Wow.
Okay.
Yep. Hashtag do the poo.
I might really have to check this out.
Check it out. I'm not even kidding. Okay, Shandy, I am gifting Amanda this microphone. I will gift you a Squatty Potty.
I think I'm getting a better gift.
I don't know. I think Shandy might be getting a better gift. I think Shandy wins here. I'm sorry, Amanda. I love you so much.
That's okay. I don't need a Squatty Potty.
No, you do, because you wipe poop like 17 times a day, but you know what? You get that Squatty Potty once a day.
I don't poop 17 times a day.
I'm just saying.
I mean, I do if I eat too much dairy and carbs.
Well, why don't you eat your dairy and carbs, and then the next morning, put your feet on a Squatty Potty.
Oh, it seems like a little work.
It is literally zero work. The only thing you have to get used to is how you're going to hold your arms differently when you're on your iPhone. There we go. It took us a really long time to get to this point.
So do we have any more feedback? We might be done.
I think we are. I think on that note, I think we are. Does anybody have any silly fun times that they want to talk about before we go, since we're actually doing really good on time? It's only been an hour and 33 minutes.
Wow.
I'm super excited for song lyrics for next week.
Yes. If you want to, please send them in so we can talk about this and make it a thing, because I don't know, we're dorks. You can email us thebroadcasters3@gmail.com or 331-broads3. So that's 331-276-2373. You go to the Facebook page. I'll make a thread there, the Jay and Jack Facebook group. And you can also put your top 5/top 10 song lyrics there. Song lyrics, Harry Potter lyrics, quotes.
Harry Potter lyrics?
No. I mean, I've seen Harry and the Potters.
I was just going to say, wasn't there?
Yes, they were at the Astoria. They were at the beer gardens in Astoria.
Yep. That I was not there in a minute.
Yep. That was when I was first talking to Jay, and I went there, and I was, like, texting him the whole time. I remember that. Good times.
Can we just beer gardens without me? Bitch.
Yeah, to see the concert.
Without me? Bitch.
It was Harry and the Potters, and I don't know if it was, like, Ron and the Weasleys, I feel like it was Draco and the Malfoys. It was, like, Harry and the Potters and Draco and the Malfoys or something. I don't even remember. I mean, it was 2007 at this point. We're in 2016, so.
Let it go, Amanda. Let it go.
Amanda, since I am here for the next few days, we should totally rock the fucking beer gardens one of these next 2 days.
Dude, I'm free the next 2 nights. I'll meet you there.
Can we get the bratwurst? Oh, my God. Can we get the bratwurst?
You can. I don't eat meat.
Oh, you're such a loser.
Yeah.
I'll get you a Squatty Potty if you want to eat the meat.
No, I just don't like the meat. That's the problem.
Will is very disappointed in you right now.
Yeah. Just don't like the meat.
Oh, by the way, Colk saw Ghostbusters 2 and texted me his feedback, which I'm too lazy to find, but it was something like, I loved it. Thanks for recommending it.
Great.
Nice. So two more thumbs up. Yeah.
Yeah. Two more thumbs up a what? Okay, on that note. Anybody got anything else? Thank you to our patrons that donate at a special level. That would be Brad from Chicago, Tack from Tokyo, and Eckhart. If you also want a special thank you, you can go to that Patreon group and donate at a certain level. We are super cool chicks, and I don't know. That's it. I'm done. Cheers, ladies.
Cheers.
Shandy, feel better. Cheers. Amanda, thank you. Enjoy the last nights of your 1970s, Mike.
Yeah.
Okay, on that note, I guess I just gotta say, I'm totally calling this episode Kate McKinnon, Donald Trump, Taylor Swift.
No!
I like it. Quorum. That's quorum.
Come on, it's really funny.
Fine. Well,
peer pressure.
You're the one that's going to be deciding anyway, because you're the one doing all the editing and magical behind-the-scenes stuff. So
I know, and don't remind me how not fun this one is going to be because I'm not in the studio. Moo. All right, I guess we'll meet next time, same place. I just read the info like a million times this episode, so go back to that shit. I hope you guys all have problems that we can help with. Congratulations, Desiree. You're the best.
Yay. So, yeah. Excited to talk to you guys next week.
Yeah.
Yay.
I hope you're feeling better next week, Shandy. You're so low-key tonight, too.
Yeah. It's the hot chocolate.
Yeah. I want you back in Triton form next week.
Yeah. Next week, shots and man-hating.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Amanda, I hope to see you in the next few days.
Yes, let's talk about that. I think beer garden sounds great.
Okay, hugs and kisses, guys.
Mwah.
All right, bye.
Bye, sweeties. Bye, honeys.
Bye, sweet cheeks.
Bye, darling.
All right, peace out.
Bye.